Patient 22nd of January, patient Jason Kilgore, K-I-L-G-O-R-E, date of birth 3/24/1985. Jason Kilgore was seen recently for evaluation of pituitary tumor and hyperprolactinemia, epiparagraph. He has had an extensive evaluation elsewhere, comma, having seen neurology and neurosurgery, during which investigations included MRI scans of his brain and pituitary fossa, period. He was found to have an approximate 1.0 centimeter microadenoma in the pituitary gland with prolactin level elevated to 106.8 per paragraph. At this time, comma, he has no major complaints vis-a-vis the pituitary tumor and states that his vision is normal per paragraph. He has a long history of headache secondary to migraine per paragraph. Other, you know, past medical history, type 2 diabetes and migraine is noted, period. Family history is positive for, notable for Hashimoto's thyroiditis in his sister, per paragraph. He has one child, age 9, per paragraph. Social history, colon, he's an at-home father but has worked in IT, period. He does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medications, Emgality, capital E-M-G-A-L-I-T-Y, 240 milligrams subcutaneously. Sorry, 120 milligrams subcutaneously every month. Comma, Ozempic, 0.25 milligrams weekly. Comma, Omeprazole, 20 milligrams per day. Period. General reviews, although it wasn't remarkable for 12 systems evaluated, period. There's no significant, indication of erectile dysfunction, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure, 118 over 74, comma, weight, 362 pounds, and BMI is 51.9, period, the pulse 70 minute period. Visual field testing on direct confrontation is normal, period. There's no, the thyroid gland is not enlarged, and no abnormal, lymph nodes and masses in the neck, but the heart, the normal, the lungs are clear, and the peripheral examination is grossly intact. Paragraph. Impression, pituitary microadenoma with hyperprolactinemia, paragraph. Carbergoline, 0.5 milligrams, comma, half a pill twice weekly has been started with recommendations to take the medication at night with milk or graham crackers, paragraph. I've asked him to return to follow-up in about 6 weeks' time for further evaluation and possible modification to his cabergoline treatment, per paragraph. Next patient. Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N. Angela Newman was seen for evaluation of thyroid nodule, per paragraph. She was last seen by me in 2006 when she had a small nodule in the right lobe of her thyroid gland, which on fine needle aspiration biopsy was indicative of a benign colloid nodule, per paragraph. On this visit, comma, she had no specific complaints relative to the thyroid, although a repeat ultrasound has shown persistence of the thyroid nodule at 2.9 centimeters. An ultrasound study with no other suspicious features. Peer paragraph. Past history is otherwise notable for hypothyroidism. Paragraph, family history is notable for her father having hypothyroidism, paragraph. Social history, she has worked at Ford Credit, but is now retired, period. Paragraph, current medication, levothyroxine 0.05 milligrams daily, paragraph. General review, is otherwise unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 18 over 70, comma, weight 129 pounds, of BMI is 23, period, the pulse 70 minute period. Examination of her thyroid gland reveals the small nodule, less than 1.5 centimeters in the right lobe of the thyroid adjacent to the isthmus, period. There was no neck lymphadenopathy. It appeared the hearts of the northern lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Preparative impression. Uninodular goiter with mild hypothyroidism, well compensated in her current dosage of thyroid hormone with a recent TSH level of 1.18 per paragraph. At this point, I recommend observation, and we'll see her back for follow-up in May of this year period. A repeat ultrasound will be performed, and depending on the report, consideration might be given to repeating the fine needle aspiration biopsy per paragraph, end of dictation.